J.K. Rowling rips leftists, celebrities after medical review rejects transing children. By Warner Todd Houston on April 11, 2024. Famed Harry Potter writer J.K. Rowling went on an extended X rant to blast the left for the harm it has done to children after the release of an important medical study in the UK that shows that her stance against widespread transgenderism was right all along. Rowling was responding to the release of a report by Dr. Hilary Cass that found that the entire concept underlying child transgender procedures is built on shaky foundations with little scientific evidence of their effectiveness. The study outright rejects puberty blockers and decries how the far-left medical community has bullied those who question transgenderism. The report into how the tax-funded NHS treats children who believe they are transgender calls for major changes in the way the UK's medical system approaches transgenderism, and suggests major changes. For instance, the report says hormone drugs should no longer be given to anyone under age 18 and that the basis of treatments given by the NHS have been based on practices with little developmental rigor and transparency. When conducting the review, I found that in gender medicine those pillars are built on shaky foundations, Dr. Cass says in the much-anticipated report. Rowling was furious, not because the report went against her own viewpoint, but because she has been so thoroughly excoriated by the left despite her being aligned with this report in the first place. Over the last 4 years, Hilary Cass has conducted the most robust review of the medical evidence for transitioning children that's ever been conducted. Mere hours after it was released to the press and public, committed ideologues are doubling down, Rowling wrote in the first of 7x posts. These are people who've deemed opponents far right for wanting to know there are proper checks and balances in place before autistic, gay and abused kids, groups that are all overrepresented at gender clinics, are left sterilized, inorgasmic, lifelong patients, she continued. The children's book Seer's Scribe added, I understand that the review's conclusions will have come as a seismic shock to those who've hounded and demonized whistleblowers and smeared opponents as bigots and transphobes. But trying to discredit Hilary Cass's work isn't merely misguided. It's actively malign. Even if you don't feel ashamed of cheerleading for what now looks like severe medical malpractice, even if you don't want to accept that you might have been wrong, where's your sense of self-preservation? The bandwagon you hopped on so gladly is hurtling towards a cliff, she railed. Rowling went on to point a finger at those who advocated for these Mengele-like procedures on children. And if I sound angry, it's because I'm bloody angry, she wrote. I read Cass this morning and my anger's been mounting all day. Kids have been irreversibly harmed, and thousands are complicit. Not just medics, but the celebrity mouthpieces, unquestioning media and cynical corporations. The consequences of this scandal will play out for decades. You cheered it on. You did all you could to impede and misrepresent research. You tried to bully people out of their jobs for opposing you. Young people have been experimented on, left infertile and in pain, Rowling said. She concluded, writing, I thought the last tweet was going to be my last, but I just burst into tears. The hashtag Cass review may be a watershed moment, but it comes too late for detransitioners who've written me heartbreaking letters of regret. Today's not a triumph, it's the laying bare of a tragedy. Rowling is not the only one in the UK attacking the far left for its support of transgendering children. Secretary of State for Health and Social Care Victoria Atkins blasted the UK's Labour Party for suddenly supporting the Cass report when they were part of the problem all along. Labour has spent the last 10 years trying to shut women up when it comes to this. They have been part of the ideology, the culture wars, creating an atmosphere of intimidation for anyone who dared to question this ideology. So it is a little bit rich of the Labour Party to be lecturing the rest of us now. Having been so forthright in their support for this ideology in the past, Atkins told Sky News on Thursday. I thought the last tweet was going to be my last, but I just burst into tears. The hashtag Cass review may be a watershed moment, but it comes too late for detransitioners who've written me heartbreaking letters of regret. Today's not a triumph, it's the laying bare of a tragedy. 7/7. J.K. Rowling, at JK_Rowling. April 10, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.